some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to this second hour of our show here today on Friday, September 10th. 2010. We've been talking about 9/11. We're still going to talk about it a little bit longer. We've got all of these conventions and panels all across the country, all around the world, all over the internet and the blogs. And the bottom line here is that we need to send a message to the corporate media and to our governmental leaders that we know we were lied to. And that makes any planned attempt at a new 9/11, a new false flag, that much more problematic. If we can make them doubt that they'll be believed, they'll call it off. And that, of course, is a consummation devoutly to be wished. Now then, getting back here to the situation about 9/11, we know that there's a considerable body of evidence that thermite was used as part of the takedown mechanisms in the World Trade Towers, thermite having the advantage that it doesn't give off a huge bang. It's not an explosive. It simply cuts through the metal. They found the remnants of thermite in the ruins, a peer-reviewed paper. It's beyond doubt here. We have found photos showing the unique diagonal signature of cutters used on the load-bearing members of the World Trade Towers. Videos have surfaced showing the flash and the jet plume of explosions down way below the initial points of collapse on the World Trade Towers. We know from Rudy Giuliani, somebody issued a warning that Building 7 was going to come down, even though on that date, no steel frame building had ever collapsed from fire in the history of building high rises. Okay. Now, a little story I'd forgotten about. It came up during one of my web searches. Apparently, Willie Brown had gone public and saying he was warned not to fly on 9/11. And he got the warning from Condoleezza Rice. So members of the Bush administration were calling their friends and saying, you know, I don't want to be on any airplanes on 9/11. Which, again, proves on, advanced knowledge. All right, we've got a couple of callers. I'm going to try and fit one in before the next break. Byron in Canada. Aloha, Byron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'll be real quick. You were a couple of calls ago, they were kind of questioning why some of the progressives, like Amy Goodman and stuff, didn't talk about 9/11. I'll give you a real quick answer, and I mean, everybody knows it. The mainstream, they'll go and they'll criticize United States, anything, whether they're torturing people, that, you know, they're not scared to bring it up. But when it comes to Israel, nobody will talk about it. And in the mainstream media, which is owned and controlled by the Zionists, they know that if they ever started discussing 9/11, that it's ultimately going to lead right back to Israel and their involvement, and that's why it's never going to be touched. And case in point, C-SPAN, that used to broadcast anything on a national press club. They had yesterday there was a conference on A&E. You probably heard about 9/11. Richard Gage and his group, they had a hell of a conference on 9/11. C-SPAN wouldn't even cover it. Now, if that don't tell you the way that our media is going, nothing will. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, that's fine, and I appreciate it, and that's why the corporate media isn't being paid attention to any longer. I mean, their overall viewership is in decline. We're seeing newspapers having to consolidate, shut down bureaus. ABC just had to shut down a bunch of bureaus. The money isn't there anymore. The audience is coming over here. That's why I call them the corporate media. I don't even call them the mainstream media anymore. They're not mainstream. They don't have the majority audience anymore. We're the new mainstream. RBN is the new mainstream. What really happened is the new mainstream. INN World Report is the new mainstream. We're it. We're taking the lead. The corporate media is always struggling to catch up to prove, oh, yes, we reported that too. Don't worry, we reported that too as well. All right, we're coming up onto the end of the segment here. Real quick, just to show you, like, we don't have enough problems, I put a search in Yahoo for International Burn a Koran Day, and it come back and said, you mean Burn a Korean Day? Problems with the net. We'll be right back.
Introducing the new Go. Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Thomas in Sweden. Aloha, Thomas. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael, and the listeners. I have a problem. I mean, I know how to deal with the lamestream media and the perpetrators and the people who are worried about their sponsors and paying their revenues. But what do I do about the people who are in denial? I have a friend. He's a real genuine spook here in Sweden. And his whole life, he's risked his life, you know, for his country here. And if I talk about any of the stuff that you and I would normally accept as being fact, he says, oh, it's conspiracy theories. And he's not a bad guy. It's like I'm going to ruin his whole concept of the world if I ever convince him of the stuff that we're talking about.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. You know, there are, and my advice is if you see somebody, if you're talking to somebody who just absolutely does not want to deal with this, then just quit wasting your time. What you need to realize is there are a lot of people out there ready to be convinced. They already doubt the official government story. They're just looking for ways, you know, they're looking for more information. Those are the people you'd spend your time with. You know, the ones who are out there saying, I believe what I believe and I dare you to change my mind, they're a complete waste of time. And what's going on there, first of all, you need to remember, at least in the United States of America, there are a large number of people who are undercover informants for the government. They recruit these guys in college, and I know I saw it happen when I was back in school. This was back during the Vietnam era. It was part of COINTELPRO. every college campus in America, depending upon its size, will have anywhere up to maybe, you know, between 5 and 20 undercover FBI informants. And when these guys get out of college, they remain part of the informant network because it brings business opportunities to them. A lot of them actually want to go into government work, so they'll stay part of the network. And they basically go out, and they're in your, you know, they're in your places of work. It's an open secret that every production in the TV studios in Hollywood has at least two FBI informants in there keeping an eye that the scripts and stories will not go into areas the FBI does not want. In fact, there's a rather interesting story posted at my website about way back when Disney was doing That Darn Cat, where the FBI issued a memo because they were appalled at certain things that were in the script that they thought showed the FBI in a poor light. So that's part of it. And, of course, all these FBI informants, they're told out there to say, oh, you got to keep pushing the official story, and you got to say, you know, ridicule the conspiracy theories and, you know, tell them that, yes, you were on airplanes and your cell phone works just fine at 35,000 feet, and just basically to try and keep things in confusion. But the rule of thumb is, you know, once a society knows that there are government informants in the general population, they cease being effective. They stand out rather obviously. When you see somebody, you know, standing there acting like their hair's on fire but they can't smell any smoke, that's you're generally dealing with an FBI informant or some kind of a spook. And they are. They're throughout the entire society. So ignore them. You know, it's a waste of time. They're paid to spend time arguing with you to use up your time and your energy and your resources. So ignore them. The other group that you're dealing with, We're all raised to believe that we're moral people and that we would have the courage to fight injustice if we saw it in front of us. But the reality is when you're confronted with the reality of a government that's gone wrong, that's corrupt, that is lying, that is deceiving the world, deceiving the people into wars and stuff like this, then you actually have to face that choice. Are you going to take action in the face of a corrupt government or not? And obviously to take action against a corrupt government entails personal risk. And most people don't want to do that, but they don't want to surrender that wonderful little self-image that they're a moral and righteous and just person. And so they will gratefully accept any propaganda that is offered to them that allows them to go on believing that they're a good person without having to actually challenge the power structure. And so they basically take this attitude of, you know, I would fight against injustice, I just don't see a reason to do it now. Or alternatively, there's a, yes, I'm going to fight against injustice, I'm going to go get those people who are clubbing the baby seals, or I'm going to bash the Muslims, or I'm going to, whatever. It's all avoiding the real issue, which is the government itself has gone evil, what are you going to do about it? And these people are grateful for the government's propaganda, and they start seeing themselves as aligned with the government so that any attack on the government is perceived as a personal attack. You know, we are taught from our childhood to believe in things. And, you know, if you look at the language where people say, I am a Republican or I am a Democrat, they're becoming that which is believed in. And so when you say the government is corrupt, you know, they're going to perceive it as a personal attack and they'll react that way. And again, ignore people like that. There are millions and millions of millions of people around the world who know the official story is a crock on 9/11, and they're ready for somebody to come over and say, let me share with you some things to think about. And you use the Socratic method, you ask them questions, and you lead them forward across some very, very difficult psychological bridges. The one that always works for me is starting out with the fact that we all understand we were lied to about Saddam's nukes. And then I say, you know, Bush was sitting in that school, that elementary school in Sarasota, Florida, while 9/11 was going down. And he didn't move, and more importantly, the Secret Service didn't bother taking him out of that room and putting him in his bomb-proof limousine, the Beast. And yet, from the point of view of the Secret Service, they didn't know how many planes were flying across the country crashing into buildings. There was an airport only 4 miles away. And Bush's location, his presence at that school, was in the media 3 days ahead of time. So if you're the president's Secret Service protective detail, you have to assume he's a target, except the Secret Service acted like he wasn't a target. And the only way they could know that is they knew ahead of time what the targets were actually going to be. And once you put that in front of people, there really is no answer for that other than the conclusion that we've already come to. President Bush and his Secret Service protective detail knew that he wasn't a target. And that means they had to know what the targets were going to be. Still there, Tom? Still? Okay.
Sorry to interrupt you there. Do you know about the EMT who came over on the ferry from Weehawken, a Jersey guy, and he testified, or rather he said anyway, that he heard a 20-second countdown over the radio there, I guess Sydney's radio, the local one, for that particular block, before the explosion that brought down Building 7.
Before Building 7. I'd heard about it. There was never any confirmation for it, but now that we've got that that unedited, longer videotape of World Trade Center 7 coming down, where we hear the explosion that initiates that collapse, well, you know, there's definitely merit to that. And as we said earlier in the show, somebody told Rudy Giuliani that the building was going to come down, and now he's denying that anybody told him that. And we've got that videotape of BBC reporting Building 7 is down when it's clearly still standing behind the talking head. So somebody got off the timeline, and I think they were improvising after they lost Flight 93, which was supposed to crash into Building 7, I think. After they lost that, they were kind of winging it. They were having to improvise. They had, you know, Flight 93 was back under the control of the flight crew. They had to shoot it down, and then they had to figure some way to bring down Building 7. And they were trying to follow a timeline, and somebody, there was a miscommunication. BBC reported it before it happened. We've got a video of the explosion that initiates the collapse. And again, even without that explosion, that the way that Building 7 comes down, and have you noticed that ever since 9/11 or ever since the Building 7 video came out, they've stopped doing all those TV shows about controlled demolitions. Remember, the Loiseau family was all over Discovery and National Geographic, and they were showing how we bring down those buildings. And then when people started saying, you know, it looks like that's what happened to Building 7, those TV shows all went away.
Well, I wouldn't know. I don't have a TV. I'm dumb enough already, you know.
Oh, well, I heard you on that one. I don't spend a lot of time watching TV. I used to watch the educational channels and History Channel, but they're not history anymore, and they're not you know, I'm tired of so-called science shows about Bigfoot and alien abductions. It's gone so tabloid. It's just no wonder Americans are considered uneducated by the rest of the world.
More in slang, television is history.
I tend to think so, of an extent. I think what we're seeing right now is a situation, you know, the first radio was AM, and everything was on AM radio. Then FM came along, and AM kind of sort of faded away to where it's, you know, news and really cheap rock, and it's sort of the inferior ancestor. And I think what's happening is the interactive media is going to relegate regular TV to the same role as AM. I mean, it's already happening. They've lost their broadcast channels, and are not being broadcast over a digital version of TV that most people can't even pick up anymore, even with the digital sets, because of the poor quality of the signals. So I really do think interactive media is the wave of the future, obviously, and the vested interests that controlled the old media are trying to buy up the new media. The thing is, there is way too much of it. And, you know, for every one large internet presence who sells out and says, okay, give me $5 million and I won't criticize Israel anymore, there are going to be 20, 30 people popping up who are going to say, look, Israel deserves to be criticized. And you can't dismiss it by screaming anti-Semitism any more than you can dismiss criticism of Adolf Hitler by screaming anti-Germanism. It doesn't work.
You said something there about radio. Remember in the old days, you used to have a couple of shortwave bands and an AM band. But now you only get an FM band, so you can only hear your local stations.
Well, their shortwave is still out there, and you can still buy shortwave radios. The thing that really concerned me, going back in the 1990s, radio enthusiasts used to be able to get scanners that would cover all the frequencies continuously from the marine band, which is below AM band, all the way up to, you know, the cellular phone bands, and you could listen in to all kinds of stuff. And over the last several years, more and more of these bands are now verboten for the ordinary citizens to listen to. And it's just another indicator of a government that wants to keep secrets. And not that I spend that much time with radio anymore, but I miss having a scanner that could listen in on the local military traffic, because I don't trust those guys. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Do Do you know the truth about...
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Founding Fathers knew it. Generations of American patriots have known it ever since. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now that the Supreme Court dropped the gavel in the McDonald versus Chicago case and slapped the anti-gunners on their ass, we are celebrating like never before. America's Victory Shoot is calling all American patriots from across the land to join together right in the backyard of Chicago itself. We are gathering together to celebrate with the biggest patriotic shooting event in modern American history. Bring your gun, bring your ammo, and sign up to join in the festivities of America's Victory Shoot. We're spending the weekend together for 2 days of gun fun and to give you the training to protect yourself and your family with the best professionals in the training industry. Come one, come all, this August to America's Victory Shoot. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
All this twisted steel was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Manny's in the control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble and answering your phone calls here. Just wrapping up on 9/11, there's a lot of material out there that you can look at. I don't think at this point you're going to find very many people who are not on a government paycheck that still trust and believe the official story. Certainly, I think it's been very obvious how heavy-handed the corporate media has been this last week to try and sell the idea, bad Muslims, bad Muslims, bad Muslims. I think it kind of cratered with yesterday's announcement that the Quran burning was called off. Apparently the pastor, there was a misunderstanding someplace because the pastor said one thing, the imam said something else. Now the pastor is saying the book burning may be back on, but he's lost the initiative and he's lost his momentum, and I don't think anybody's going to pay any attention to him anyway. I think the focus has to be back on 9/11 and the fact that the U.S. government was caught once again lying to the American people. And it's time for the American people to get angry about that. Why aren't you angry? In fact, I'm going to go one step further. If you're not already outraged and furious and ready to fire the liars, there is something wrong with you. And we need to make sure that you're not allowed to operate heavy equipment where you might be a danger to yourself or others here. All right, changing tacks completely here. As you are probably aware, there's a huge gas pipeline explosion and fire in San Bruno near San Francisco. And, you know, a lot of injuries and at least one person's been killed. And more than 50 buildings have been damaged by this fire. It's just completely out of control. Here's the real scandal. PG&E apparently was getting complaints for a week ahead of time that people living in the neighborhood said they could smell gas. They were getting phone calls. We smell gas. Oh, okay, fine. Boom. This is another example of how our infrastructure is being allowed to rot away. It's not being repaired. It's not being maintained. Because after all, we need the money to buy bombs and go kill Muslims with it. And, you know, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, I guess he was too busy telling everyone not to be economic girly men to be bothered making sure the pipes work underneath the cities. The country is being it's rotting away out from underneath us while our money gets sent to Israel and to war. We're on a war economy. That's the reality. I'm watching Obama. They're replaying his question and answer from earlier in the day. And the reality is we got put on a wartime economy 9 years ago, and we're feeling it. There's no money for the people, no money for the infrastructure, no money for schools, no money for hospitals, nothing for anything. Just all the money is going for bombs and bullets to go out there and wage these wars that are not going well. You know, Obama announced combat was over in Iraq, huzzah, huzzah, and people are already dying again. I think it's the third time we were told the war in Iraq was over. It's not over until everybody is out. When you have 50,000 troops and 7,000 contractors, actually more than that, and all those contractors on the ground in Iraq, the war is not over. It's still an occupation. That's a function of war. Meanwhile, we're hearing that the U.S. and the Taliban are now in talks about the U.S. departure from Afghanistan. In other words, I think what's going on is the U.S. is telling the Taliban, look, if you'll let us pretend we won, we'll leave. And the Taliban is saying, go, whatever. Say whatever you want. Nobody's going to listen to you anyway. It's all about the war. And Obama's up there, and he's doing this question and answer. And we can see him thrashing around because he doesn't have good answers to the very, very hard questions he's being asked. The softballs are gone, and they're coming out here. And the bottom line is, and I've been telling you this for a couple of years, they don't know how to fix it. They don't. He's up there talking about, we're going to give more tax credits to corporations because that will stimulate the economy. I'm sorry, Barack, it hasn't happened yet. They've been cutting tax breaks and bailouts and stuff for corporations since before you got elected. And it hasn't stimulated the economy. It has not brought back the high-paying jobs. The money is being poured on the wrong segment of our society. Somebody wrote an article yesterday saying it's time for Helicopter Ben to start dropping $1,000 bills on the American people. And that's exactly the problem. The government policy is moving the money in the wrong direction. You cannot pick up an economy by its top any more than you can move a house by picking it up by the roof. The structure will shatter. If you have to move a house, you pick it up by the foundation. If you have to move an economy, you pick it up by its foundation. And the foundation of every economy in history is the working and middle class people whose labor precedes all capital. But we have these bozos in Washington, D.C., who are lawyers and bookkeepers and completely clueless about what makes a nation actually prosper. And they're looking for numbers they can adjust and bookkeeping tricks and change the rules so that money will magically start flowing back to them. And I'll tell you in a nutshell what the problem is. Because we've got the Federal Reserve is now out there with these bizarre plans about ending currency or having currency with expiration dates to make sure people will spend it when we need them to do that. And just all these bizarre things because they're trapped in this corner of zero interest to the banks, and they don't know how to fix it, and they're looking for a magic spell to bring the money back into their pocket. When we get back, I'll tell you why they're doomed to fail. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we're celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Down in the night without a fight, you can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the Federal Reserve and some of the almost desperate plans they're putting forward to somehow magically resume the flow of money from the people into their pockets. And, you know, the Federal Reserve is saying, well, we're not getting all the money that we're owed. Well, that's a very, very simple reason for that, because more money is owed to the bank than actually exists. And the system is set up that way. So don't let their cries of victim and we're not getting all that we're owed fool you. The system is set up to make sure the people stay in permanent debt servitude, debt slavery to the bankers. It is designed that way. And as part of that design, all the money gets drawn, all the real wealth gets drawn out of the people and put in the banker's pocket. That's what the system is set up to do. And here's the problem. They've succeeded. All the money is concentrated in the banks and in Wall Street, and there's barely enough left in our society to just carry on our daily lives. And they're coming after that too. And nobody in the banking system, nobody in Wall Street, nobody in Washington, D.C., sat down for a moment to consider, what do we do when the Federal Reserve System succeeds in grabbing all the money to itself and there's nothing left operating in, you know, there's not enough left to operate the country? What happens then? Nobody thought about it. That's why the economy is crashing. They didn't find that larger pool of borrowers to justify the creation of new money. So the government went on a borrowing binge on your behalf to borrow money to create the new money, and then they took that new money and they just dumped it all in Wall Street. Why? To pay the interest on the old money. But all that did is create a new debt obligation with even more interest. There is no way this system can ever resolve itself, because every single Federal Reserve note that is out there carries with it an interest penalty. And no matter how many of these they put out, the total aggregate debt owed to the private bankers always exceeds the total amount of money. It is designed that way to keep the nation in debt slavery. That's its purpose. You are raised to believe that you must always pay whatever bills the government runs up, and then the Federal Reserve makes sure that those bills can never be paid. By design, the debt to the Federal Reserve cannot be erased. Because the instant that first Federal Reserve note goes into circulation, more money is owed to the banking system than is actually in existence. We need a leader like an Andrew Jackson or an Abraham Lincoln or a John Kennedy who understands that this is what's going on and who's willing to pull the plug on it. Wouldn't be the first time. The Federal Reserve is the third private central bank that the United States has been cursed with. We had men of principle and courage who shut down the previous two. And they paid a very high price for it. Assassination attempts on all three of those presidents. Two of them succeeded. We're going to go to the phones. Clarence in Oklahoma. Aloha, Clarence. Welcome to the show.
Asio, Mike.
Asio.
That last exposition there was excellent, because that's exactly the way it's been that way since time immemorial. Since probably human beings started clustering from hunter gatherers into farmers and you know.
Actually, have you ever seen the video Money as Debt? It's out there on the internet, and it explains how the con artists took banking originally from, which was simply banking money, and they got into this claim check certificate, and oh, we can print more claim checks than we actually have gold or silver to cover, because nobody's going to come in at the same time. And it shows the evolution, how we went from a monetary banking system to this, basically it's a legalized counterfeiting system is what it is today. The Federal Reserve, this isn't actual money of worth. It's just a pretty printed piece of paper. And the Federal Reserve is licensed to simply print this stuff up as they need it. Anybody else does it, you go to jail.
Oh, absolutely. And what's, as I look back on it, I'm almost lost for it. It's gone that way since, like I said, and it's going to go that way in the future. And I don't know, we only have a short time on this mortal coil. And, but I think that maybe humanity, like I said, Homo sapiens, and can I say that on the radio?
Yeah, you can say that on the radio. We all know it's flat for modern man. Let me make a point. I don't think it's going to continue this way. I think we're on the edge of a global financial crash, and I think the people are going to come out of this saying, okay, we can't do this anymore. Every time you set up one of these usury reserve banking systems, it inevitably ends in a crash. Why should we cut our own throats again just to please our government? And I think people are, the entire United States economy as it was set up in 1776 was a reaction to seeing the kind of destruction and damage the Bank of England's financial system did, not only to the colonies, but to England itself. The problem is the bankers will come in and they will work on the government to corrupt it and subvert it. And the government will say, well, the crash isn't going to happen while we're around. So, yeah, for enough money, we'll sell our citizens back into the slavery of the bankers, which is what happened in this country in 1913.
Well, okay, this final thought. I hope that when and if, and I don't just mean our citizens, I mean the people of the world. Because, like I said, we're all Homo sapiens, since I can say that on the radio. And there's always been layers of who's rich, who's middle, who's poor, whatever. But when the majority of them, and I think that's what's scaring the people at the top, That's why they don't want all these extra, you know, billions of people, because there's more of them than they are of the elite. And they've got to figure out how to control us, and they got to figure out how to keep us enslaved with their monetary system. So with that,
well, that's what they're trying to do, but I think they're failing. Yeah. And you're right, they're absolutely afraid right now. I think that's one of the reasons they're trying to gin up this new war about don't be angry with the bankers who destroyed the American economy. You got to hate the Muslims. They're the villains. Don't hurt us. Hurt them. Go hurt them. You know, we'll give you some of your money back if you'll go and beat up on the Muslims and so forth and so on. And like I said, bankers love war. They love wars, and they don't even care which side wins, because war puts both sides deeper into debt. And imposed debt is the means by which the population of the world is enslaved to the private bankers. And it doesn't get any more simple than that.
Well, that's so true. And just one quick one, I'll say this. What's nice listening to your show is, I look back on my life, and I think we're roughly about the same age. And when I was in the Air Force, I did a hitch, but that's so I didn't get drafted into the Army and sent to kill yellow people, you know, in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up, but I did join the reserve. Back then, I hadn't been awakened a lot. So guess what the main training was that they gave us in the 10 years I was there in the 80s? Everybody went through desert warfare training in 85, 86. They were flying them out to north of Vegas in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And they would run them through that. Well, I was security, what they call security police at the time. We protected the base, the bombs, the nukes, and all that other crap. But also, we had to defend the base. And they ran us through that. And then after I looked back, I said, look at the PNAC document. I know military people always plan for contingencies and any different thing, but they sure seem like to me, and it may just be me, put an awful lot.
I think it was known all the way back, pretty much at the end of World War II. You know, after the huge cost in oil and how important oil became as a factor in the war, that sooner or later the U.S. would be considering military control of the Mideast oil fields. Have you ever seen the movie 3 Days of the Condor?
Earlier, sure did.
Red film?
First date I had with a nice lady.
Okay, well, then if you were distracted by the nice lady, you may not have remembered it. At the very end, where they find out that the CIA within the CIA is trying to start a war in the Mideast in order to give the U.S. control over those oil fields. And, you know, so it's not a new idea, and the U.S. was preparing for these kind of military oil field controlling operations, you know, all the way back. I mean, that's why they were running those exercises in the desert, including Upshot Knothole, where they marched those soldiers into the aftermath of an atomic bomb.
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, now, are you done? Because we got another call.
Yeah, I'm done. That's what I was going to tell you.
All right, well, thank you very much for the call. We're going to let you go and switch over to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing? You know, you sit here talking about how the government spends money. There's a story I post on my website. It says, Veteran Administration denies cares to injured vet because of budget constraints, but sponsors a NASCAR driver in a Richmond race this weekend.
God. Yeah, it is. Isn't it amazing that the stuff our government will spend money on, and then they turn around and say, well, we've got budget cuts, we can't take care of the soldiers. And the bottom line is, it's an attitude problem. The U.S. government, and this goes all the way back to Henry Kissinger, saying that soldiers are just dumb, stupid pawns to be used for U.S. foreign policy. They're willing to spend money on you to turn you into a killer and a monster and give you all the tools you need to go out and kill brown people. But once you are no longer useful, you can forget about any loyalty or support from that, that government. And if you look at like how much money they're spending their advertising budget to recruit new suckers into the grinding machine, and you know, if you just took half of that money, and you know, put it back into taking care of the veterans and everything, you know, one third of all the homeless in America are veterans who've come back from Iraq and Afghanistan. They can't readjust. You know, their minds are totally messed up between the inordinate stress they're under and all the drugs that are being tested on them, and they can't function, and they wind up being homeless. Is this how we reward the men and women who put on that uniform to protect this nation. And, you know, I don't agree with the wars of conquest at all. But I think that once you have these young people who've put on that uniform and they've kept their oath to a much greater degree than our politicians do, that as a nation, we have a moral obligation to take care of these kids. They're in the mess they're in because of their service to the U.S. government, and the U.S. government is not holding up their end of the deal.
Oh, would you like a link to that, a plug to that website, if you want to look at it?
Could you email that to me, and I'll take a look at it after the show.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, thank you, Mike. Have a good weekend.
All right, thank you very much. Same to you, and have a good weekend as well. End of the week here. Pow-hana. All right, let's get back to some other things. I already mentioned, you know, the Taliban and the U.S. they're talking about how the U.S. is going to leave. However, and this may be the way that Israel is celebrating 9/11, they are bombing Gaza again, and apparently mechanized forces, tanks, other armored vehicles are basically lining up on the border. They may be starting CASLED, too. They may be figuring, well, what the heck? Everybody knows we did 9/11 anyway. You know, if we're going to have this terrible image around the world of being, you know, mean and nasty, let's go ahead and be mean and nasty. Meanwhile, CNN is reporting, do you remember when that rabbi in New York got busted for an organ brokering deal, black market organ trading? You know, it's like one step above cannibalism. According to CNN, a report that they came out yesterday, the Israeli organ broker operation is still going strong. I mean, a lot of investigations, a lot of talk, nothing has been done. For $100,000, you can get a kidney transplant. Unfortunately, the guys running this operation are not very good, or they're not very careful. Apparently, the reason the CNN ran the story is somebody who paid $100,000 for a new kidney, his body's rejecting the kidney, was not a good type match, and even worse, the young girl who donated the kidney for $5,000 died of complications following the surgery here. All right, we're going to talk to Steve in Oregon. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, two quick points. And, you know, sometimes, you know, because I read everybody's different sides of stuff. Now, they go, well, the Muslims are going to take over the United States and stuff. They can have that belief, okay? And that's fine. We go, well, they're going to be here, then they're going to multiply, and then we need this and that. But my biggest thing is they haven't bothered me one bit. The Federal Reserve Bank is bothering me. So why isn't this
absolutely
Federal Reserve friggin' cotton picking notes?
No, you're absolutely right. Every Muslim I've ever known personally has been a very nice person. I mean, they're a lot less annoying than the fanatical rabid Christians who've been a major thorn in my side for my entire life.
The thing is, man, if they start bothering me, then I will speak up and go, hey, they're bothering me. You know, and we can all band together. So far, man, they haven't bothered me at all. It's the Federal Reserve Bank that's bothering me. They're crushing our economy. They're using our money to start wars. The whole system is going down. Why isn't this pastor burn Federal Reserve notes?
Because he's on the faith-based initiative program going back to the Bush administration. I mean, every government co-opts the religious institutions to control their people. And, you know, we've got that thing in the Christian Bible. In fact, it was interesting. I was in an online debate where Jesus says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. And so from the point of view of the pulpit of the United States of America, who are all getting their tax-exempt status, you know, in order to stay friendly to the government, and they're saying, yeah, you know, we're not going to question the government. We're getting a tax-free status from them. You know, we'll go out and we'll scream about Muslims and gays and all these other nasty things like that. It's about keeping you pointed at the right place.
Sorry. Well, that's what just Jerry Salente just said. Tell these taxes to start paying their taxes.
I agree. As much money as they make, I mean, somebody yesterday was saying we ought to declare the Vatican a rogue nation until they stop using their diplomatic immunity to shield pedophiles across the world.
All right, one last thing, I'll let you go. It'll be 10 seconds. You had a caller yesterday, I think he was nervous not getting across. Time changes stuff. I don't like to talk about this on your show, but I'll do it real quick. Is he said that the Jews killed Jesus. You said the Romans killed Jesus. Well, of course the Romans killed Jesus. There's no doubt in the mind. You are absolutely correct. But at the same time, in my opinion, if you read, the Jews not only lied to the Romans, deceived the Romans, and put them in the corner where they had to do it. And to me, they're the same people.
I would disagree.
Let me just finish, and then you can talk after me. They're the same people right now that it got the United States to do the same thing in Iraq and Iran and all this kind of stuff. And that's my point. But you can go on. I just had to get that out real quick.
Okay, well, I understand what you're saying, and unfortunately, we don't have enough time to really get into it today. I'll try and cover it on Monday's show if I remember, and it's a slow news day. But the bottom line is you need to understand that the Bible, the New Testament as we know it today, is basically the product of the Council of Nicaea, which was a Roman institution, and if you're setting up a new official religion for Rome, it's why they call it the Roman Catholic Church, you don't start out by saying the Romans killed your deity, and you don't start out by saying that the deity was, leading a rebellion against the government. And so this is why the Bible is written the way it is, in order to placate the government that sponsored the Council of Nicaea and the people who are paying the bills for it all. Thank you very much for the call, Steve. When we come back, we'll be talking with Chad in Mississippi. Aloha, stay tuned.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
It's coming due. I sure would like to know if they don't do something by and by. The rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back. Last segment of our show today here. Before I go to the phones, though, somebody sent in a quick email over the break saying the Federal Reserve note is faith-based money, and I think that's a very excellent way of putting it. It has no inherent worth. It's just a piece of paper, or it's a number in a computer register. This has value only because we have been trained, brainwashed, to believe that it does, and it doesn't. And again, the word dollar is a weight measure of silver. Now, you try and go out and buy a silver dollar with these Federal Reserve notes, and you'll see how really worthless these things have become. The money's become adulterated, and it's going to accelerate because now the Federal Reserve is trying to inflate the debt away, which means they're simply printing up the bills to hand out to say, all right, we owed you $5 trillion. Here they are. And the people are going to say, there's too many of them. They're not worth anything anymore. All righty, we're going to go to the phones. Chad in Mississippi. Mississippi. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Mentioning our need to continue to take care of the veterans, and I agree with you to an extent. The kids that are joining the military today and probably for at least the last 20 years, maybe even further back, are joining for the wrong reasons, and they're joining a military that if they just did a little bit of homework would know it's not a legitimate use of governmental force. It's kind of like the cigarette smoking. You know, kids that smoke today, they know they're going to get cancer, so, you know, why should we take care of them? Old people that started smoking when doctors told them it was good for them, that's a little bit different issue. I have a little bit of a problem taking care of kids that join the military today that are just looking for free education, free travel, free paycheck.
Well, it's hardly free. I mean, I was never in the military myself. I had an occupational deferment during Vietnam, but I spent a lot of time on military bases during my NASA years, and I can tell you right now, it's not free money. And
very often,
somebody in the chat room said, yeah, it's not free. It costs them an arm and a leg, and that's very much true. The situation here is very often these kids are not getting the education they thought they were going to get. The courts have repeatedly ruled that military recruiters can say anything they want to these kids, and they cannot be sued for lying or false representations. Right now, and the reason I disagree with you about the younger soldiers, a lot of kids are being forced to join the military because their jobs are gone, their neighborhoods are in economic ruin, and it comes down to a choice. They're either going to go into the military or they're going to be homeless. Remember when Hurricane Katrina trashed New Orleans? Even before FEMA got in there, the military recruiters were down there saying, lost your home? Hey, no problem. We got a place for you. Sign right here. So I'm not going to draw a line. I think anybody who put on that uniform at some level, you know, there was an intent there to keep their promise and to defend this country. And if they get killed in the service of the government has an obligation to take care of them after the fact, and the government is failing to do so completely. And I'm not going to let the government off the hook for that. You know, this government, and somebody just sent me in that story that George was talking about, where the government is cutting veterans' benefit because they're out of money, but they've got enough money to sponsor a NASCAR driver. And I think that's obscene. That's it for our show. We'll be back Monday, 2 p.m. Central, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, have a good weekend. Drive carefully. Hug your loved ones. Stay angry. Stay skeptical. Remember 9/11 and aloha.
Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800